Friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I am very well. Had a nice long weekend.
Nice.
Very good stuff. We're not alone in the studio, though. Who have we got in here?
No, we're joined by Rebecca Schoenbeck of Night of the Queer, which is back for its sixth year and the fifth year of you guys doing it. Is that right?
Fourth year of us doing it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So it started back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about it? Opens on Thursday, yeah?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a ride. Excuse the voice, she's a little bit tired.
That's all right. It's usually
comes with the territory.
The first time people have had to speak is when they come in here, because it is still quite early.
Yeah, no, it's been good though. We've got an epic cast, a much larger cast this year of 16 performers.
Wow.
And a rotating drag role, so in total 19 performers.
Amazing. So how did it all begin back in 2015, and then how did you guys come to take over it?
So my business partner, James Luck, we were doing the show Pleasure Dome together.
And oh, I remember you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Tavik had asked James to come on board and help direct it, and we've worked together on several projects, so I just kind of came on board as well and helped choreograph it, and then it's sort of grown every year. And since last year, we sort of have the company now, Luck and Shuni, and we run under a theatrical productions company and create theatre.
Perfect.
Yeah. Awesome.
Last year, I remember you came up and spoke about it, and the theme was all about the birds and the bees. quite literally, everyone was like dressed up as flowers.
Yeah.
What's the theme this year? What's happening?
So this year is a more of a sort of medieval fantasy worlds all collide.
Cool.
It's nice. As if
you've got one tavern that all the fantasy worlds come to. As James sort of explained, it's sort of the ye olde gay tavern.
Nice, ye olde gay tavern. We love it.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's sort of in a fantasy world from different places. We've got Romeo and Juliet.
Nice.
We've got a prince. We've got some Disney princesses.
Excellent.
Some guards from the castle. A page, sort of a motherly figure who looks after the whole tavern, and then a witch.
Awesome. Always good to have a witch.
Your production company, Luck and Shuni, you really specialise in dance theatre and cabaret and creating stories and with all these different really quite physical outlets. What are some of the advantages of telling the stories that you do in this way?
I think both James and myself are hugely from dance backgrounds, so we're both really comfortable with moving our bodies and physically moving. And I think it's just a really cool avenue that you get this sort of personalised experience that you don't get it through a screen. You have to come to the theatre and you have to be immersed in this world, and maybe it's for an hour and a half. You can kind of forget your troubles, come in, be immersed and kind of go on a journey with us. And I really love that sort of that intimate aspect of doing a cabaret, or because we work so a lot in dance, we kind of use a lot of dances to tell the story, and people are always kind of impressed by the athleticism or just the amount we make our dances do.
Oh my God, you were telling me before that this year you have a pole mounted to the ceiling, so with no base?
Yeah, we've got some incredible circus performers this year, Rochelle and Jay and Ellie and then Mel. We've got three different pole performers, two on a standing pole and then one as an aerial pole.
Oh my gosh.
It blows my mind.
And will the trapeze be there as well?
Yeah, so it's not like a full-on swinging trapeze. Mm. It's called a single point trapeze, so it's like a just from the centre hanging down, and sort of a trio done around that as well. They make it look
cool.
So easy. They make it look like I can do that, and then I give it a go, and I cannot do that.
That's
what crash mats are for. I always feel like.
I went and saw Night of the Queer not last year, the year before, and it was amazing. It was so fun and also so intense watching you and all the amazing dancers and performers just up in the air. Oh my gosh, quite scary.
Thank you.
How, I guess, the show's changed and the story changed, but has the ethos stayed the same?
Well, we've always set out to work within the queer community. So we run a queer cabaret with queer performers, and it's not about, how to say this politely, it's not about saying that we're queer. it's about creating a space for people to come and be themselves.
Yeah.
And we want to use, you know, show off our company or our performers in their best way. So we cast the show and then we create the show around that cast.
Cool.
Mm.
So we try to pull out the best bits of everyone. And sometimes it's like their first show that they've done in a while, or they just want to try something different. And then they realize they really enjoy being in the space and they can be themselves. So that for us is above having an awesome show. It's always about the process and the people you work with and and building those connections and relationships.
Nice. And Pride Festival opens, I believe, tomorrow on the 3rd of February. And we're going to see a whole lot of amazing showcases of all of these artists. But I was wondering, how do you think the arts industry fares in general with its treatment, inclusion and celebration of the queer community, not just in Pride Fest? Like, do you think there's room for improvement? Or
I think there's a room for improvement with anything you do. I mean, I would never say something is perfect, because even though I'm a perfectionist, you can always find something to grow upon or make better for someone's experience. Or but I think it's definitely come a long way from when we first started. I know there was the Pride Board has grown and has become a bit more secure and solid. And I think with it has made everyone feel a bit more secure.
Nice.
Yeah, totally. And on board with them as well. And they're doing some incredible stuff. They did an incredible launch at the Auckland Museum. No, the Auckland Art Gallery, sorry. It was fun to be a part of. Just being there with everyone, it's like, oh yeah, everyone is coming together and this is a thing and we don't feel so left out now, I guess.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to go see Night of the Queer, it opens on Thursday, 4th of February. General admission is $27, but I personally would recommend getting a table seat for $35. That was so fun. And there are also VIP tables available as well, which come with bubbles and a platter.
Yum.
So if you got some spare cash, maybe even do that. It'll be at 7 p.m. at Tapac, and it goes until the
13th,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That sounds like a great thing to head along to with a big group of friends as well. Grab a table and just have a good time.
Yeah, you'll definitely be up close and personal with some of the performers, but
nothing to be afraid of.
Nothing to be afraid of, and we will be very wise with our audience participation. Don't worry, we won't force anyone into it.
Nice.
Excellent. Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you very much, Zoe.
Anytime.
And we'll see you all next week.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.